Hiya! Hey guys, and welcome back to the Tokyo Munchies podcast. Hope you're doing good. So, anyway, on today's podcast, we're actually on time for a change. It's a Wednesday, and it's going to be published tonight, so we're going to be on time. We're going to stick to the script. My God, Matt. So, to kick this Tokyo Munchies podcast off with, we're going to be starting in my garden with Kyle again, because it's early afternoon here. What time is it? It's 5:05 in Japan. So we'll start off here so we don't annoy anybody. So walking in my garden with Kyle while sitting in the pool, always good value. So let's start it off. So I'm outside my garden over here. What have we got? All right. So down here, I feel like Steve Irwin or Crocodile Dundee. I'm Australian, so it's okay to say that. So over here, we're putting in the potato garden again. I've got a couple of tasty-looking spuds, which are past their expiry date, so I'm digging up this corner of the garden, putting in some mulch, some fertilizer, some cow poo, get it really juicy, and put these four good-looking spuds in the ground there. Oh, you're looking good already. So, that's over there. The pak choi is still going very strong. I was going to harvest this to make a salad. I was going to harvest this to make a salad the other day, but I neglected that, so I'm going to actually try to do that tomorrow because I have no work, nothing to do. So I'll get all these seed pods and that'll be all good. Celery is looking fantastic. It's harvest time again. Yes, I'm going to cut you and eat you with some peanut butter. So, quickly guys, peanut butter or peanut paste, what do you say and what do you prefer? I'm in the boat on the peanut paste because it's not made of dairy, so therefore it shouldn't be called peanut butter. But I've had Australians rip me to shreds for calling it peanut paste, but I don't care, it's peanut butter. Anyway, so moving onwards. That's the celery with the peanut paste I'm going to eat tonight. The rosemary is going off chops, shooting back like a goddamn Thanos. It's looking fantastic. I haven't been eating much of it, but I will make a steak with it later. That's looking good. Over in this other corner, yeah, good. We've cleaned up all the rubbish. All the rubbish has been thrown out. Garden's looking nice. Right. Over that corner there, there's bags full of leaves and stuff, and some cardboard boxes. Go in this corner of here. Hey, get off me. Stop it. And in this corner over here, it's nice. So if you remember, a long time ago, I talked to you guys about my friend Mr. Fern in the corner here, and he was viciously attacked and assaulted and destroyed. But he's come back, and it's really nice. It's really beautiful. Hello, how are you? Keep going, go strong. And we'll flip over here to this corner, and there's more ferns actually growing on this side, which is really cool too. I like it. I love ferns. Ferns are great. Ferns are friends. Then over onto this corner, there is some weird-looking plant growing behind my tap, and I don't know what it is. I worked in landscaping for a long time. I know a lot about plants, but I have no idea what that is. But, and again, underneath the air conditioner unit, you can probably hear it. Underneath that, there's more ferns growing underneath there too. This is going to be a fern-friendly garden. Coming back to the main door, there's seashells from Zushi Beach. There's a pair of my dirty slippers, a lot of water pistols, and that's pretty much walking in my garden with Kyle while sitting in the pool. But we're not sitting in the pool, not yet. But as you remember from the last podcast, it's still a little bit cold here in Japan, so we're not going to sit in the pool. But I will eat some of this pak choi's flowers again, because they're looking nice. Come here. Damn, that's tasty. This is really, really good. Anyway, so we'll harvest you and see what we can do. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, probably for Layla Mattresses, or Postmates, I don't know, we'll see how we go, and we'll be back shortly after this break. See you guys, and I'll catch you after this commercial.
There are 24 hours in a day. One third of the day is spent in bed. Now, why not be in the most comfortable you can get? Layla mattresses are more than just a foam mattress. They are copper infused and flippable. That's right, flippable. If you like a harder mattress, use one side. If you like a softer mattress, flip it over and voila. And the great thing about Layla is getting to try it out for 120 nights. That's right, 4 months. And if you decide that you don't like the mattress, Layla will pick up the cost of shipping it back and give you a full refund. Layla also offers bamboo sheets, weighted blankets, and memory foam pillows. And if you act soon, you can take advantage of their spring sale. $150 off a mattress and 2 free pillows. That's a $300 value. Plus, they are offering $30 to $50 off accessories. If you would like to take advantage of this great deal, simply follow the link in the show notes to let them know we sent you and to help support the show. Layla Sleep, thoughtfully designed for the most cool, clean, comfortable sleep imaginable.
All right, guys, and thank you, Nate, from Indie Blast Podcast. Always great hearing from you, man. I love your commercials. I could never do them like that. Hang on a second. I'm going to turn my YouTube down a little bit. Yeah. Anyway, so, guys, if you want to go somewhere... Hang on, turn that around more. If you want to hear our podcast and some other podcasts, like, all together in one place, which is easy to access, go to the Indie Blast Network.com and check out all our podcasts there. I'm doing my podcast every single week. Nerd of a Phone is doing his as well. Grim is doing theirs as well. So there's all these really cool podcasts all together in one place. So it just saves you time. If you have nothing to do, if you want something to entertain you, not me, but I don't entertain people. It's not my job. But go to IndieBlastNetwork.com and listen to all the podcasts there. It just saves you time and hassle. Anyway, so we'll keep going, and we're going into the important parts of what you guys like to see every single week. It's not like to see, like to hear. The Japan news and the Tokyo weather. We'll go Japan news first, because we'll go Tokyo weather. Tokyo weather. And you can hear that. I'm actually typing that on my keyboard right now. I'm not sure if you know how to type, but that's what we do before smartphones. So, Tokyo! Okay, it's Wednesday. It's 5 o'clock. Yep, it's actually 5:30. Google, why are you saying it's 5 o'clock when it's 5:30? It's clearly 5:30. Okay, well, I don't care. Anyway, Tokyo weather. It's 5:30 in Tokyo right now, and the forecast is rain. It's 12 degrees centigrade, and yeah, that's correct. It's pretty bloody chilly. Like, earlier today, I was running around wearing shorts and a shirt, and I just did not care. It was great. I never used an umbrella. It was a nice warm day, but yeah, it's gotten cool quickly, so it's 12 degrees centigrade. I'm gonna go to Fahrenheit, click on that. Wow, man, 54 Fahrenheit in the US of A. I still don't know why you guys just don't use centigrade. Everyone uses centigrade. Come on, America, come on. Anyway, so it's in Tokyo, it's Wednesday, it's 5:30, it's raining again. Precipitation, well, we don't really need to cover that because we know what it is. It's 90% chance of precipitation, and it is obviously over 90% chance of precipitation. It is raining right now, and it's really cold and nasty. Humidity is 52. Humidity always throws me off. Like, I'm from Australia. I live in a rainforest. I live in a jungle. And yeah, you can rag on me as much as you want. I don't care. But I'm Australian. I was born in a jungle. I was born in a rainforest. I grew up in a rainforest. If you're telling me it's 52% humidity, in Australia, that's pretty hot and sweaty and nasty. Like, that's like some foot fungus stuff going on there. So they're saying it's 52% humidity here in Japan. And yeah, well, I don't think so. And the wind is at 4m/s. Man, I really gotta research what the hell that means. Was it miles per second or, I don't know, meters per segment? I don't know. But anyway, that's the Tokyo weather. And we're gonna keep this segment going and go straight into Japan news. I always go to japannews.com because I trust it and it's respected and it's damn right accurate and also entertaining. But from the Google search, so Japan News Google, tsunami could, okay, here we go, 1, 2, and 3 from the Google search, tsunami could overtake Fukushima Daiichi seawall. And this is posted 8 hours ago by NHK. Let's click on that, let's see what's happening. Tsunami could overtake Fukushima Daiichi seawall. Yeah. I'm not sure if this is old news or new news. Like, we'll just skip through all this blah, blah, blah. They build a new seawall at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant to stop the, obviously, what happened before. If a mega quake occurs in a deep sea trench off North Japan, power experts say that the new seawall will not stop it. Will not stop the massive tsunami. Right. I'm not going to go into that. I don't want to go into that. I want to keep this podcast fun, friendly, and happy. Japan news number 2 from the Google search. The elephant in the room. Cluster on a cruise ship in Nagasaki. Yep, not talking about that. Ube Industry. Japan news number 3 from the Google search was Ube Industries to produce Avigin ingredient. Nah, I'm not going to talk about that either. Right, let's go on the japannews.com. Because, as I said earlier, these guys are reliable. Most of the time. Okay, so number 1, 34 infected with elephant in the room on cruise ship in Nagasaki. Nah, not even going to talk about that. I'm going to skip that. Number 2, Japan's communications ministry to conduct telework survey on cyber attack measures. Yeah, and I'm probably going to skip that too. It's really interesting, like I've got a lot of friends that are using Zoom right now for telecommunicating work, like so that they don't have to go to the office in Japan, obviously. And everybody around the world is using this too. But some people have been Zoom bombing, and one of my friends, she's African American, she said that somebody hacked their Zoom teleconferencing and wrote a big nasty N-word across the screen. And yeah, we're not going to go into that because it's not Japan. This is Japan. This is Tokyo Munchies. We're talking about, go on, we're talking about snacks in Japan. That's where we're at. Anyway, news number 3 from japannews.com. Online resellers jack up price of strong liquor for sanitizers use in Japan. Hey, what the hell, man? Okay, we'll go into this a little bit. With the spread of the infection of the new elephant in the room, an increasing number of highly potent liquors approved by the government for use as sanitizers are being offered for resale at high prices. Particularly through flea market apps, the National Tax Agency sent out an alert. Okay, I'm not going to go into that either. But man, really. I enjoy a drink. I do enjoy a drink. I think most people do enjoy a drink. But, well, that was not a bottle of whiskey you heard then. But the hand sanitizers, the alcohol content in them is like, wow, man, holy shit. If I was spraying... Actually, I am. I am spraying that on my hands every single day. But if you were spraying that on your hands in Australia and then getting behind the wheel and driving, You would be arrested so quick, it would make your eyes spin. But yeah, so that is going to be the Japan news for today. I'm going to go to another commercial break right now. I think we should talk to Pete from Pete's Potato Plantations and see what he has to say. And we'll be back after that.
Cheers.
Yeah, g'day guys. This is Pete down here in Oz for Pete's Potato Plantations. Just thought I'd have a bit of a shout out to tokyomunchies.tickdale.com. Lads have been pretty nice to me. They rejected my offer for a large bag of spuds to be sent up to them because they seem to have quite a decent quality of them in their garden right now, so that's all good. But yeah, they in turn they sent me a box of Tokyo Munchies down here to land down under the sunburned country, and it was lovely. You got a box of candies and stuff. I don't know what the hell it is, but it's gonna be great for the kids when they get home from school. They're gonna have a big box of candy to dive into and have a good time. Anyway, so this is Pete from Pete's Potato Plantations down here in Oz, giving a big shout out and much love to Tokyo Munchies at tokyomunchies.tickdale.com. I don't know what is that, a go out? I don't know. Sorry. Anyway, thanks guys. See ya. And we missed it again. Oh, well, that's life. Sorry, guys. I was trying to get this published by Wednesday, but I missed it. I don't know what happened. I don't know. Actually, I do know what happened. I went to Tokyo American Club and recorded a tennis lesson for their My Club at Home video series, which was really, really cool. It was really fun. Got to check out some new head rackets, get a new bag, get some good stuff. Anyway, we'll keep going. We'll get this published today. So, if you have a chance, go check out Tokyo Munchies. We're still operating. Shipping is a little bit tricky right now, but we can still do it. And I'll do it manually if I have to. I'll fly over to your house and I'll just give you the box of candy. Like, here you are, take it. Enjoy it. 10-second sports. I have to pick up the ball on that and get that cranking again. It's been a little bit lame on my behalf. And the Munch Magazine Volume 2 is in production right now. Everything is pretty much done. I'm looking for a few other articles to write about. And I'm interested if anybody wants to advertise in the magazine, hit me up. I'm going to advertise for free for a little while. And then later, I'll charge you a little bit. Charge you maybe a meat pie and a can of beer. And that'll be good. But yeah, I just want to get this podcast published because I've been in Slack. So go check out Indie Blast Network. Nate's a nice lad. He's got some good stuff going on there. Check out Tokyo Munchies. Check out Tensucker Sports. Check out Skateboard in Japan. And have a nice day and enjoy your ISO. Much love from Tokyo. And this is Kyle from Tokyo Munchies signing off. Yeah.